What's up, Anchor family? I'm Joe Lemon. You're listening to the Sales Culture Radio Show. And so for today, on this Friday, I want to drop a stat on you. It's like a Facts Friday thing I'm thinking about moving in with, but let's get right to it. The fact is, there's only 280 billion emails sent every day. Now, I say only because I don't see that number going down. I see it only rising. And so you got to ask yourself, how do you cut through the clutter? And if I look at my current email inbox, I get everything from 8 tips on how to run a great mobile campaign. I get notifications about bills, obviously. I get some other stuff from magazines that nobody reads, like Sports Business Journal. And all these guys have different taglines, $200 off, trying to get some, you know, just trying to catch my attention with a nice subject line. And so that's where I kind of want to sit for a second, because there's a couple of different ways we can go about writing subject lines. Now, there's this one study that was done by HubSpot, and they kind of broke it down. It's like 7 different categories. One is like the FOMO type of subject line. That's the whole fear of missing out. And it can be pretty powerful because people want to feel like they're right on top of everything. Like Uber had a nice message that says, grab this pass right before it actually expires. So I can try to get someone to try to, you know, jump into it immediately. Airbnb had another good one saying that certain type of properties are in very high demand right now in their actual area. So they're trying to get people to say, okay, you don't want to miss out on this opportunity. I like that one. I mean, other plays are like, you know, humor lines. I'm not really the funny guy, but if that's you, you can totally go that route as well. Sometimes people look for that little bit of escapism or a little bit of comedy relief when they're kind of going through their, you know, email inbox. And curiosity is like another good way to kind of go about it. Like I was looking at one is right from like Zillow that says the truth about moving expenses. So, you know, they're trying to pique your interest a little bit. But the one that I think really kind of resonates, if you have a brand or you have a company where you have some decent data about what's happening for a lot of your followers, people that, you know, almost kind of having this social proof kind of setup. I think this is one of the most powerful things that we can leverage with like social media, is that can really kind of scale how we kind of go about trying to gather up a lot of that social proof. And to me, I think that's one of the best ways of doing it. If you have a subject line that's talking about, you know, look at what your friends are also downloading, or things that other marketers in their industry are also working on. I mean, just whatever your actual industry is, gather a little bit of data, do a little bit of homework here. But having something around social proof, I think, is a home run. So that's it. I'm not gonna drag this on, because I think that you guys need to get out, start amassing your own emails, and start working on your actual list and trying to hack away at what the right mix is for you. Personally, I like FOMO. I like the whole social proof aspect. And I like just dropping, you know, simple ones too. If I'm trying to get a meeting, hey, quick meeting. You'd be surprised how a quick meeting, subject line actually translates into people at least engaging. Now, do I always get the meeting? Of course not. But, you know, the fact that having something that's just straightforward and to the point, and then once they open it up, there's no more than about 2, maybe 4 sentences max. I always say 2 to 3, really, but 4 max, because nobody has time to kind of, you know, push through a whole bunch of junk, especially if you're coming in cold on a cold email. All right, guys, so hopefully you guys enjoyed that. Hopefully you guys try out some of those different subject lines. Go to HubSpot, download their 100 email subject lines, and they have a pretty good list there that they put together of all the emails that we're getting opened. I'll tell you this too, as a quick tidbit, if you're doing any podcasting or you have a really strong social media and you can get some of your followers, you know how much those open rates go up? It's ridiculous. I mean, it's really, I mean, there's some stats, but I'm not ready to kind of share them yet. I'll save that for next week. So tune back in next week so you can check out as we talk about combining podcasting as well as with a good email campaign. I'm just trying to roll it out, some of my strategies that I've seen work for us, help get some better. And honestly, the real goal here is to help you guys get some better open rates that will lead to better engagement rates, and then hopefully help you guys get some more face-to-face time or over the phone time, however you do business. And with that, please feel free to go to our website to learn more about what we're up to at salesculture.work, or drop past the Instagram page. I'm starting to publish that a little bit more and get some more, you know, reposts going, and just try to curate a whole bunch of sales topics, really, at sales_culture on Instagram. And with that said, guys, you guys be phenomenal, and drop me a voice note here on Anchor if you're a podcaster. Would love to hear from you.